This feed is protected by a Creative Commons license to support the interests of the artists.
And this is Eclectic Mix, show number 18 for December 1st, 2005. Welcome to an early edition of Eclectic Mix. I normally work to get these out on Saturdays, but there's just so much great music that I want you to hear that I'll be sending 3 shows to you in 2 weeks. What a bargain, huh? I guess I also wanted to clear out Saturday for my birthday. I'll be the additive value of 4 squares, so it's going to be an important one. Now, that sounds more important than just being a multiple of 10, right? Okay, well, we started our trip around the world in Denmark with Nikolai Funch, then moved down to the UK to hear Glenn Bailey. Now we've gone halfway around the world to find the music of Frankie Ho, an exciting electronic composer that I think you'll be hearing in the future. So let's get things started right off with a tune called Campfire. Frankie Ho was born in Hong Kong, and that's also where he studied music. Now, he's composed music for plays, musicals, dance, and other outlets. When I listen to his music, I find it very easy to imagine finding it within a movie, which is why I have a feeling that he'll have a chance to send much more music our way in the future. Before I continue, I should mention the situation I had with my calculator. Yeah, the poor thing's at least 15 years old, and when I went to use it the other day, it wouldn't turn on. I figured the batteries had finally completed their duty, so I figured out what kind it took, and I went to eBay and got some replacements. Well, I found them without a problem, but the difficulty I encountered was I couldn't just buy two. I ended up having to buy 20. I guess the good news is that all told, it cost me about $5. So now I'm stuck with 18 batteries that I'm sure I'll never use. So tell you what, if you send me your mailing address, I'll send a pack to you. They're size LR44 and expire in 2008, so if you have a need for them, let me know and they'll be yours for the asking. Now, the next two pieces were written for a modern dance show called Smoke Factory in 2002. The first one's called Neptune Retrograde, and Frankie describes it thus. In astrology, dreams, illusions, the unknown, and spirituality are all ruled by the planet Neptune. Be prepared to set foot on a mysterious journey, a very laid-back ambient piece, something deep, inside your heart, your soul. And the second piece of this set is called Shamanic Verses.
Thank you.
Frankie Ho. There are a couple places where you can get more information about Frankie. One is MySpace, where his address is MySpace/Frankie_Ho. That's FrankieHO. And the other place is GarageBand, where the address is garageband.com/artist/Frankie_Ho. And of course, I'll have links to these at eclecticmix.com. Might I also mention that all the other shows that have been done can be found there. Now, my goal is to get you to know the music of these great artists by offering you a breadth of their music, instead of quickly playing a single tune from a dozen artists that you'll lose track of. Getting close and personal with the art of these people is really the only way I see to properly appreciate what they're doing, and I hope you enjoy this format. Of course, you can always let me know one way or the other by sending an email to eclecticmix@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. Now, following the last two tunes will be a promo for one of my subscriptions, The Unsigned Daily Show. Now, how Paul does a show just about every day is beyond me, but I highly recommend that you give it a listen, and you just may end up subscribing to it along with me. Now, Frankie mentions, among other composers, one of my favorites for the screen, Danny Elfman. Now, if that name, for whatever reason, doesn't ring a bell, I can name a few things he's written for: The Simpsons, Beetlejuice, Batman, Edward Scissorhands, and so on. Well, I can hear the influences of Danny Elfman in the first of these last two pieces, The Merry Prank of Mr. J. And if you thought that Frankie was ultra serious all the time, then that one will show you the side where he winks his eye. And if you need more convincing, then the final piece, called Toffee, will definitely get you smiling. Now, Frankie says, Toffee is the name of my lovely cat. Took me almost 2 months to get her voice sampled. Guess she's a bit shy in front of the microphone. It's a comic, fun piece, nothing serious here, just a little Christmas present for her. And it's one of my favorites, too. So, Frankie, thanks a lot for letting me play your music, and we'll see ya.
Hi, my name is Paul Peary, host of the new show Unsigned Daily on the Unsigned Podcast Network. You know, a lot of people come to me and say, Paul, how do you find the time to do a show every weekday that has timely information and great pod-safe music? I could say some kind of crap like hard work and dedication, but that would be a lie. Truth is, I hardly do any work at all. I have state-of-the-art podcast cyborgs to do everything for me. Say hello, guys.
Hello, Mr. Peary.
Hi, guys. Great job. Anyway, all I have to do is sit back, relax, and wait for the show to be done.
Hey, someone bring one of those drink thingies with the pink umbrellas.
Monday, January 9th. 2006,
oh yeah, and using proprietary technology developed here at the Up Network Studios, we can actually get the news before it happens.
Hey guys, don't forget about next week's lotto numbers.
The Unsigned Podcast Network. Sure, we're lazy, but you don't need to know that. www.unsignedpodcastnetwork.com.
The Unsigned Podcast Network is not responsible for any lost or stolen articles. We also deny the existence of podcasting cyborgs and firmly believe that our host, Paul Peary, is actually a recently escaped mental patient or perhaps a used car salesman who got lost on his way to work.